Good evening and welcome to Lonemart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. This is game one of the final six-game series of the 2023 season. Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Quakes have already punched their ticket into the playoffs. They were the first half champs of the Southern Division. Rawhide will not be in the playoffs this year. For the Southern Division is between the Inland Empire 66ers and the Lake Elsinore Storm. The Sixers currently have a one-game lead over the Storm in the standings, so the Storm need to win four of the six games at Inland in order to make it to the playoffs. In the North, same thing. San Jose Giants, they were the first half champs of the Northern Division. Right now, Fresno one game ahead of the Modesto Nuts. They are playing in Fresno, so the Nuts will need to win four of the six games in Fresno to make it to the playoffs. So the Quakes waiting to find out who they will play in 1 week for the Southern Division Championship. Focusing in on today's game, it will be the final start for Jacob Steinmetz. Steinmetz 1-9 this season, a 5.96 ERA for the right-handed pitcher from New York. On the mound for the Quakes is the right-handed pitcher Christian Romero. He is 7-2 with a 3.39 ERA. Let's give you today's starting lineup, starting off with the Rawhide. Leading off in center field is Drew Jones, followed by the second baseman, Yansel Luis. Batting third and right field is Christian Robinson. In a cleanup spot, the designated hitter, Jose Fernandez, followed by the shortstop, Christopher Torin. Batting sixth at first base is Kevin Sim. Then the left fielder, Alvin Guzman. Batting eighth behind the plate, Jeremiah Boyd. And batting ninth for the Rawhide at third base is Raquelman Cabral. Again, it is Jacob Steinmetz, a right-hand pitcher, on the mound for the Hide. Here's the lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes that he's facing. Leading it off in center field, the first-round pick, Kendall George, followed by the right fielder, Josue De Paula. Batting third behind the plate, Thyron Lorenzo. In a cleanup spot at third base, it's Drake Geloff. Batting fifth at first, Joe Vetrano. Followed by the designated hitter, Jesus Galiz. Batting seventh in left field is Luis Rodriguez. Then at second base, Jose Azara. And batting ninth at short is Jordan Thompson. Right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Quakes is Christian Romero, and they are on the field now. We'll take a short break for the national anthem. When we come back, it'll be time for first pitch. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field. We are ready for first pitch. It is game one of the six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. 73 degrees right here in Rancho. Wind is blowing out to right. That's pretty much the case all series long. There'll be quite a bit of breeze blowing out that way. Every game this week will be at 6:30 except for Sunday's finale, which is a 2 o'clock start for the getaway day. Again, on the mound for the Quakes is the right-handed pitcher, Christian Romero. He's done well this year, 7-2 with a 3.39 ERA. We'll give you tonight's starting lineups again. For the Rawhide, in center field, Drew Jones, followed by the second baseman, Yonso Luis. Batting third and right is Christian Robinson. The cleanup spot, the designated hitter, Jose Fernandez, followed by the shortstop, Christopher Taurin. Batting sixth at first base is Kevin Sim. Then the left fielder, Alvin Guzman. Batting eighth behind the plate, Jeremiah Boyd. And batting ninth at third base, Raquelman Cabral. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate tonight is Tatum Littleton. And on the bases for the umpiring crew is David Sabal. The Rawhide wearing their traditional all dark gray road unis. It says Visalia in red, and the number is also in red on the back. Meanwhile, the Quakes are wearing their traditional all white uniform. It says Quakes on the front. And in blue are the numbers. And if they have their socks showing, it is blue socks this evening with their blue hat with the Q for Quakes. Drew Jones batting from the right side. No shift in the infield. A little bit of sunlight in the outfield. Really no sunlight on the infield, though, for the 6:30 start. It is 6:34, and here's the first pitch. It is swung on and missed. First strike, one. Jones batting .219 this season. He's 6-for-12 in his last three games. The pitch, breaking ball a little low. Catching for Romero today is Thyrone Lorenzo. At third base, Jake Geloff. The shortstop is Jordan Thompson. Second base, Jose Azara, and at first is Joe Vetrano. The pitch tries to check his swing, but he does go around on an outside breaking ball. In the outfield from left to right, Luis Rodriguez, Kendall George, and Josue De Paula. Romero delivers. It's fouled off to the right. Still a 1-2 count. Still no shift in the infield. The outfield, though, shifting to the right with the center fielder, George, very deep. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Jones strikes out on a breaking ball for the first out of the inning. One away. Nobody on for the Rawhide, and Yonso Luis comes to the plate. Luis hit a home run in his last game. On Sunday, the Rawhide fell to the Grizzlies 8-6, but two Rawhide players had a home run. It was Kevin Sim and Yonso Luis. He's batting from the left side against the right-handed pitcher. Swings the first pitch. Slow ground ball. Third baseman Geloff backhands it. The throw to first retires Luis by two steps. Very slow ground ball. Hit the opposite way. Luis just a little bit late on it. Ended up being able to make contact in fair territory. But again, Geloff making a nice play. Two down. Nobody on, and Christian Robinson is batting from the right side. Robinson batting .272 with the Rawhide. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Pitch misses again. 2-0 count. And the pitch, swung on and missed, 2-1 count. Romero steps and delivers. Pitch misses low and outside. They appeal down to first, and David Sabal says he did not go. This is Romero's 10th start of the year, but 20th appearance for the Quakes. And the pitch. Outside, swung on and missed, strike three. A very defensive swing by Robinson, just trying to get a piece of it. He ends up missing for strike three. 1-2-3 inning of work for Romero with two strikeouts. Scoreless going into the first. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Jacob Steinmetz on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch to Kendall George. He squares to bunt, but it's fouled off. George batting from the left side. Steinmetz, tall right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Hide. And the pitch, fouled off, out of play, 0-2 count. Two up after George is Josue De Paula, followed by the catcher at Thyron Lorenzo. In a cleanup spot, Jake Geloff, then Joe Vetrano, the designated hitter, Jesus Galiz, Luis Rodriguez, Jose Azara, and Jordan Thompson. 0-2 count, the pitch. Breaking ball, tries to check his swing. He does go around on a pitch low in the dirt. George strikes out on three pitches. For the first out of the inning, that strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Infield shading to the right, Josue De Paula. Bats from the left side. He swings the first pitch, a one-hopper snagged by Steinmetz. He sprints over to first base, underhand tosses. And De Paula is retired for the second out. Four pitches, two outs for Steinmetz. Aaron Lorenzo, the catcher, batting from the left side. Infield shading to the right. Catching for Steinmetz today is Jeremiah Boyd. The pitch is a little low, ball one. Third base, Raquelman Cabral. The shortstop, Christopher Torin. At second, it's Yancel Luis. And at first, Kevin Sim. 1-0. Low ball two. In the outfield, from left to right, Alvin Guzman, Drew Jones, and Christian Robinson. Sun is setting behind the third base grandstands. Almost all shadows on the field. The pitch comes inside for ball three. Really, it's just Christian Robinson, the right fielder, dealing with the sun in his eyes. There is some rays of sunshine in left, but mainly in right center field. 3-0 count. Steinmetz delivers. There's a strike at the knees. Hitters count for Lorenzo, who's batting 274 this year. Steinmetz is 1-9 with a 5.96 ERA. 3-1. Outside ball for Steinmetz gives up a two-out walk for the first base runner of the day. And now Jake Geloff bats from the right side. First right-handed batter that Steinmetz will face today. Steinmetz, 6'5", 220 pounds, 20 years old. The pitch is popped up out of play, first base side. He turned 20 in July this year. He was drafted in 2021 in the third round by the Diamondbacks. He attended the Hebrew Academy of Five Towns in Rockaway. This is his 19th appearance, but 16th start. 0-1 is low. He's thrown 68 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 59 while walking 41. This was his first full season with the Rawhide, although he did miss the first 2 weeks of the season, but he's been here since late April. Just as tired as the rest of us. The 1-1 is popped up. Right field side. Robinson giving chase. He's running out of room towards the Rawhide bullpen, and he does not make the catch. The Rawhide bullpen unable to get out of his way in time. He had to hold up and try to kind of reach over some of the chairs. So the bullpen did scatter, but they didn't bring the chairs with them to get the chairs out of the way of Robinson. That's what you do if the opposing team is trying to get the ball. But if it's your team, you should probably try to make his job easier and move all obstacles out of the way. But I guess that's another thing you have to learn in single A. You would hope you'd have that down by September, but sorry, always next year. The pitch is low, gets by Boyd. And Lorenzo moves to second. Runner in scoring position now for the Quakes. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Geloff batting 189 this year. Steinmetz kicks. Roped towards left field. Lorenzo rounding third. He gets a bye. The left fielder Guzman. Lorenzo scores and Geloff moves to second. So there is an error. Lorenzo scores on the play. Geloff singles, advance to second on the error. Two away, still a runner in scoring position, and the Quakes take an early lead 1-0. Infield shifting to the right. Joe Vetrano, the first baseman, bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. It's low and in, ball one. Pitch misses, ball two. Line towards center field. Jones comes over and makes the catch to end the inning, but a run does score, and the Quakes lead 1-0 as we go into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Quakes lead 1-0 in the second inning. Romero is back on the mound. He delivers a strike to the designated hitter, Jose Fernandez. Infield cheating to the left. The pitch. Slow ground ball to the shortstop. Thompson has it, sets his feet. The throw to first beats Fernandez by about 3 steps. One away. 4 up, 4 down for Christian Romero. This is the 5th time that Romero is facing the Rawhide this year. The pitch to Taurine is a strike on the outside corner. He has started against the Rawhide 3 times, came out of the bullpen once. He's 2-1 with a 5.54 ERA. 0-1 misses. In his last overall game, just about a week ago, he allowed 3 runs on 7 hits through 6 innings against Stockton. He did earn the win. 1-1. Outside, he appeals down to first, and David Sabol says that Taurine did not go around. Romero, originally from Mexico, he was signed by the Dodgers 2 years ago in 2021. 2 balls and a strike, 1 away, and the pitch. Strike on the high outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the 2-2, little low ball 3. Taurine batting 236 this year. He's the shortstop today. We've also seen him at second base a few times this season. Just 18 years old. And the 3-2, called strike 3 on the outside corner. Taurine goes down looking for the second out. That is now 3 strikeouts in the day for Christian Romero. Kevin Sim now bats from the right side, 2 away. Sim hit a home run in his last game. It was a solo shot in the 9th inning. Takes the ball high and in. Misses a little outside, ball 2. Long set by Romero. 2-0 to Sim. Strike on the inside corner. Romero has thrown 72 innings for the Quakes this year. The 2-1 swung on a slow ground ball to the shortstop. Thompson fields it on 3 hops and a throw to first. Ends the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Romero, and the Quakes maintain their 1-0 lead over the Rawhide as we go into the bottom of the 2nd inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
1-0 ball game in the bottom of the second inning. Jesus Galiz leads it off against Steinmetz, fouls off the first pitch on the right side. Steinmetz gave it one run, but it was unearned because of an error in left field by Guzman to give up one hit, walk to batter. The pitch fouled off. He did also strike out a batter. Rawhide, on the other hand, have not been able to have a base runner just yet through two innings. O-2 count. Steinmetz kicks. Outside, tried to be picked by Boyd, but ended up missing it. One ball, two strikes. Steinmetz, in his first start since August 8th. After his August 8th start, he came out of the bullpen three times. The 1-2 was swung on a chopper at left side of the infield. Torin has it, sets his feet quickly, and fires it to first base in time. Galiz retired for the first out of the second. Luis Rodriguez, left fielder, steps to the plate. Steinmetz, quite frankly, has been spectacular out of the bullpen. His first bullpen appearance was against the Quakes on August 15th. He threw six scoreless innings against the Quakes. Unfortunately, was not a part of the decision. Rawhide weren't able to come back that day. The pitch misses low, ball one. His next outing out of the bullpen, he took the loss, but threw five innings against the Sixers, giving up three runs. The pitch is a strike on the low outside corner. Frankly, there were some defensive miscues that weren't errors, and rightly so, they weren't called errors in that game, but definitely some mental errors, if you will, as the pitch misses low. But then, finally, against Fresno last week, out of the bullpen, he earned his first professional win. Five innings, one run, three hits, two walks, and three strikeouts. The 2-1 misses low, ball three. Now Steinmetz looking for his first win as a starter. I did not have a chance to ask him if he cares more about having his first win as a starter like Wyatt Wendell does. The 3-1 is swung on. Two hopper to Torin, backs up on it. The shortstop throws to first, and it's in time. Two away. So Wyatt Wendell, who will be starting on Friday for the Rawhide, he had his first professional win coming out of the bullpen. And he said, you know, I obviously enjoyed having my first professional win, but he really wanted it as a starting pitcher, just means a little bit more, means you had a great start for your team, throwing five innings. Just, I think, some more pride with that. The pitch is swung on, line towards right center field. The center fielder, Drew Jones, comes over, makes a leaping catch. A ball kept going up, but Drew Jones able to make the play for the final out of the inning. That's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Steinmetz. The Quakes still lead 1-0 heading into the third. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Top of the third inning, Alvin Guzman leads it off for the Rawhide. They trail 1-0. Have not had a base runner yet today. Guzman swings the first pitch. It's fouled off down the third base side. Coaching third today for the Rawhide is D. Gardner, the manager. And on the bases is Ronaldo Arenado, our fourth coach. No real shift in the infield. Again, a shift to the right in the outfield. The pitch is swung on. A ground ball to the second baseman. Azara has it on the outfield grass and throws to first to retire Guzman for the first out of the third inning. Jeremiah Boyd now bats from the right side. The catcher today batting 192 this season. Kendall George, the center fielder, still playing a little bit more towards right center. He's not further right than the batter's eye, but almost directly in line with the right edge of it. The pitch is outside, ball one. Rawhide have not been able to take advantage of the big gap in left center just yet. Still early in the game, top of the third, 1-0 ball game with the Quakes leading. And the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. One count. The pitch. Swung on. Line drive, left center field. No one's going to get to it. And finally, someone takes advantage of that left center field gap as Boyd cruises into second. First hit of the day, and I called it, ladies and gentlemen. Just call me Coach Jill. You should listen to me more. Hit the ball to left center. It's just that easy to do. Jeremiah Boyd, first hit of the day for the Rawhide. It's brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Roquelman Cabral now bats from the left side. Runner in scoring position for the Hyde. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one was breaking ball from Romero. Romero's thrown 72 innings for the Quakes this season. Striking out 69. Walking 21. The pitch is a strike at the knees. 0-2 count to Cabral now. Cabral batting 196. Two home runs, 14 RBI. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. A high outside fastball that Cabral waves at for the second out of the inning. That is strikeout number four of the day for Romero. And on the top of the order, Drew Jones comes to the plate. Jones batting 219 this year. It's the first time that he's batting above 200. Finally got above the Mendoza line last week against Fresno. His last three games, he is 6 for 12. First pitch to him is swung on and missed, strike one. Jeremiah Boyd, a runner on second still. With two outs, he will be off on contact. Jones struck out swinging in his first at bat. And the pitch. A little outside. Opponents batting 223 against Romero this year. The pitch. Deep fly ball, right field. Right fielder DePaula goes back, and he makes the catch in front of the warning track for the final out of the inning. Rahai do finally get a base runner, but they still trail 1-0. Heading into the bottom of the third, you are listening to Rahai Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Quakes lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Jacob Steinmetz is back on the mound. He's given up one hit to the Quakes so far today. The pitch is swung on, a high towering fly ball, shallow right field. Robinson comes in. Luis, the second baseman, goes out. But Robinson makes the catch. One pitch, one out. In the top of the order, Kendall George comes to the plate. He struck out swinging on three pitches against Steinmetz. The pitch is a little low. There's a strike on the outside corner to George. 1-1 count, one away. Infield shading to the right. The third baseman, Cabral, has his toes on the infield grass in case he decides to bunt. The pitch misses outside. And the pitch is fouled off out of play. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Steinmetz has given up a run, but it was unearned because of the error in left field by Guzman. And the pitch. Breaking ball just a little outside. So again, Steinmetz has been fantastic out of the bullpen. He finally had his first professional win. As I was talking about in the last inning, I have to wonder if he cares about it as a starter a little bit more. The pitch is popped up towards left field, foul territory. Guzman gives chase into the Quakes bullpen but runs out of room. 3-2 count still. So again, when I spoke to Wyatt Wendell after his first professional win, he said that he really wanted one as a starter. And then when he had that on the road, he said he really wanted one at home that he finally got. Have not had the opportunity to ask Jacob if he feels the same way, if there is a little more pride when you get the win as a starter. Knowing Jacob, he's so chill and nonchalant, he'll probably say no. But haven't been able to ask him that just yet. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch to George. Hard ground ball. Second baseman Luis is there. The throw to first is in time, 2 away. Josue de Paula bats from the left side. 2 away. De Paula grounds it out to Steinmetz in his first at bat. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Ball one. Infield shifting to the right. Outfield slightly to the left. 1-0. Fouled off, out of play, third base side. So Steinmetz, last time he faced the Quakes, it was out of the bullpen. Through 6 scoreless innings. This is the 4th time he's facing the Quakes this year. The pitch, a strike on the outside corner. 1-2 count. Last time he faced the Quakes here in Rancho, he took the loss after throwing 5 innings, giving up 2 runs, only 1 of them earned off of 5 hits. Pitch misses low. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away still. And the 2-2. Little low, ball 3, full count. And the pitch is a little low, ball 4. Second walk given up by Steinmetz. Both of them have come with 2 outs. Last time it happened, wild pitch advanced him to second, and then he scored off an error. A hit and an error, I should say. Steinmetz trying to prevent history from repeating itself here. Aaron Lorenzo, who drew the walk last time, is at the plate, batting from the left side. Runner on first is De Paula. Here's the pitch. Fouled off, out of play. Lights are on now at Lone Mart Field. No more sunlight on the playing surface. It is 7:10 local time. And the pitch. There's a strike at the knees. Steinmetz in his 3rd professional season. 1st season in the Cal League. The Steinmetz has had quite a big year. The pitch is low in the dirt, ball 1-1-2 count. And I'm not just talking about this season and his full professional season. I'm talking about this calendar year. He played in the World Baseball Classic for Team Israel this year. Became known for striking out Manny Machado. He already made a name for himself when he was drafted, but really became popular after that. The pitch is swung on a high, deep fly ball towards right center field. A 2-run blast for Thyrone Lorenzo. His 23rd home run of the season. He leads the Cal League with 23. A no-doubter over the right field wall. Makes it a 3-0 ball game for the Quakes in the bottom of the 3rd. 3-0 as Jake Geloff bats from the left side. Giloff singled into left in his first at bat. So again, Steinmetz became pretty well known after he was drafted. There's a lot of publicity surrounding it, but really took off after the World Baseball Classic. The pitch is swung on. Deep line drive, right center field. Robinson goes back. It's off the wall. Drew Jones plays it off the wall. Here's a throw into second. It's not in time. Christopher Taurine was going out into the outfield, really on the edge of the dirt and outfield grass. No one was covering second at first. Kevin Sim started going to second to receive the throw, but then Taurine ended up coming in to receive the throw from second. No one actually ever laid a tag down. I don't know if Giloff would have been out at second had they been able to get a tag down, but I think it would have been close. So there were two quick outs for Steinmetz and a walk, a two-run blast, and a double into right center field. Makes it a 3-0 ball game with two away and a runner in scoring position for Joe Vetrano. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, comes out to have a conversation. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Runner in scoring position, Vetrano lined out to center in his first at bat. He bats from the left side. Infield shifting to the right. Two away, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball, it's fouled off. Vetrano batting 276 this year. And the pitch. A little low and outside. Steinmetz checks the runner on second, peers in and delivers. It's a little low and in. Two-one. Low and outside. Hitters count for Vetrano. Steinmetz taking his time. The 3-1 is fouled off. Count is now full. Steinmetz over 50 pitches thrown now. Vetrano calls for time. There is movement in the pen. It looks like Junior Cerda warming. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss for strike three. Vetrano strikes out. Two ends the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. In crust, we trust. But the Quakes extend their lead 3-0 thanks to a two-run blast hit by Thyrone Lorenzo. Going into the fourth, you are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between.
Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Yancel Luis leads it off. Top of the fourth inning, and the pitch is a strike at the knees. Luis grounds it out to third in his first at-bat. Rawhide only have one hit today. Quakes have three so far. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 0-2. Fouled off out of play. Romero delivers. Swung on, ground ball to the first baseman Vetrano. He will touch first himself for the first out of the inning. And Christian Robinson now steps to the plate. Romero, just 20 years old, will turn 21 in December this year. 6'3", 195 pounds. Robinson struck out swinging in his first at-bat. 3-0 ball game. The only hit the Rawhide have had was a double hit by Jeremiah Boyd. The pitch is swung on and missed. Last time that Romero faced the Rawhide was on August 16th. He took the loss, throwing five innings, giving up three runs off six hits. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. In those five innings, he did strike out six Rawhide batters. He has struck out four through 3 1/3 so far. Here's the pitch, high and in. Romero faced the Rawhide just once in June. He earned the win that day through two innings of relief, two scoreless innings of relief. Earned the win again back on May 20th at Valley Strong Ballpark. Another relief appearance with the win. Pitch is outside to Robinson. First time he faced the Rawhide was here. He threw 2 2/3 innings of relief, giving up four earned runs off of two hits, but he was not a part of the decision that day. So he's hit or miss against the Rawhide so far this season. The 2-2 misses high, ball three. Tonight he's been very good again, just one hit, no walks. Striking out four through 3 1/3 scoreless innings. Full count to Christian Robinson. Here it is. Fouled off, we'll do it again. Infield shading slightly to the left. Payoff pitch. Cold strike three on the low outside corner. Robinson can't believe it. Frankly, I can't either. And according to TrackMan, it was just on the edge of the strike zone. I understand why Robinson was upset with it. The way that ball moved, where Lorenzo caught it, it looked like a ball, but hit the outside part of the strike zone. So props to Tatum Littleton to be able to call a tough strike like that. That is the second strike out of the day for Robinson, fifth strike out of the evening for Christian Romero. There was a quick meeting on the mound between Lorenzo and Romero, and now we are ready for Jose Fernandez, the designated hitter. He grounds it out to short in his first at-bat. There are two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Ropes down the left field side. It is a foul ball. Oh, so close. D. Carter, the manager, trying to point fair. He didn't argue, so I don't think he actually really believed that it was a fair ball, but you got to give him credit for trying to sway the umpires a bit. Just barely foul, though. Definitely less than a foot. Fernandez batting from the right side, two away, 0-1 count. Fernandez, just 19 years old, originally from Venezuela. Here's the 0-1. Just a little outside. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side of the infield. Takes a high hop. Second baseman Azara still gloves it and throws to first. Are you kidding me? What a play by Jose Azara. It took a nasty hop. I don't know if it hit the lip of the infield grass or just a bad hop on the infield. Azara was already going to have to make a tough play going into the hole to make it. All of a sudden, he was able to leap up, change his momentum, and still, as he was falling to the ground, throw to first base to get the out. What a play by Azara. 1-2-3 inning of work. We're heading into the bottom of the fourth. 3-0 ball game. Steinmetz will be back on the bump. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Three nothing ball game, bottom of the fourth inning coming up. Jesus Galiz, Luis Rodriguez, and Jose Azara, who made the nice play to end the last half inning, are due up. Three runs off of three hits and an error for the Quakes. Here's the pitch. It's popped up into shallow center field. The second baseman, no, the third baseman, Requelman Cabral, makes the catch. One down, one pitch, one out. And by the way, when I say one error for the Quakes, I meant that they scored a run because of an error, not that they have committed an error. On the actual scoreboard, the Rawhide, no runs, one hit, one error. The Quakes, three runs, three hits, no errors. One of the runs unearned to Steinmetz. The pitch to Rodriguez misses in ball one. Lined into left field. It lands in front of Guzman for a base hit. Fourth hit of the day for the Quakes. One away, runner on first, and Jose Azara steps to the plate again. He's the second baseman that made the fantastic play to retire Fernandez. Already off the bat, it looked like Fernandez had a chance to reach first base because of how far to second Azara was shading, and it was a ground ball in the 3-4 hole, but then it hit something on the field, either the lip of the grass or there's a divot on the dirt that just went up really high. The pitch comes high and in, and it hits Azara on the helmet. He's down on the ground but steps up. He's okay. laid there for maybe a second. He says he's fine. The athletic trainer is going to not allow him to walk down to first base immediately. Want to have a conversation with him. It's Akinori Maeda, the athletic trainer, and John Shoemaker, the manager for the Quakes, checking in on him too. It's a fastball that got away from Steinmetz. And he says he's fine, so he'll trot down to first base. Runners on first and second, one away. Again, Izar was the one that made the amazing play. It hit something on the field and went straight up into the air. Azaro, whose momentum was going towards first, had to switch it and basically try to go into shallow right field. He was able to do so, glove it, and still throw to first. So he's on first base now after being hit by a pitch. Runners on first and second, and Jordan Thompson steps to the plate. Right-handed hitter flied out to right field in his first at-bat. Pitch to him is a breaking ball. Strike at the knees. ...01. Fouled off out of play right side. This is Steinmetz's third appearance against Rancho. 0-1 with a 2.84 ERA against the Quakes this season. Runners take off. The pitch is low. No throw from Boyd to either base, a double steal, successful double steal. Rodriguez at third. Izara on second. Two runners in scoring position. It takes away the potential inning-ending double play. Infield comes in. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Low in the dirt. Two balls. Two strikes. Steinmetz, right around 60 pitches thrown. Long hold and the 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. Boyd unable to hold on to it. No, they're saying that he swung and missed. Boyd picks it up and tags Thompson for strike three. I beg your pardon. I thought it was foul tipped. When instead it was a swing and a miss in the dirt. Boyd picks it up and tags Thompson for the strikeout. That's two away now. A big out for Steinmetz and the Rawhide. Third strikeout of the day for Steinmetz. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. In crust, we trust. Two away. Runners on second and third still. Infield moves back for Kendall George, who takes a ball outside. George has struck out and also grounded out to second today. Again, the infield back and shifting to the right. The third baseman, Cabral, is just a step behind the third base path. 1-0. Little low, ball two. Infield shading to the left. Steinmetz this season, the most pitches that he's thrown in an appearance is 84. That was back in July against Inland Empire. He's over 60 pitches thrown now. The 2-0 is a breaking ball. Strike on the high outside corner. 2-1 count. Fouled off into the netting behind home plate. Two balls, two strikes, two runners in scoring position with the Quakes leading 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. And the 2-2. Ground ball, third baseman Cabral tries to backhand it. He can't. One run will score. Here comes Izara. They throw to second to hold George at first. Now a 5-0 ball game. Opposite field hit for George. A hard ground ball. Cabral, he was there to make the play. The ball just ate him up. Couldn't make the play. It was a hard hit ball. Two runs score because of it. But the runner's off on contact. 5-0 now. Two RBI for George. He now has three on the season. Remember, he was just drafted this year. So again, Cabral almost was placed perfectly to make that play. Maybe just a step too far towards second base. He was a step or two to his right side. Would have been an easy play for him. Still a hard hit ball, but he would have been in position. Instead, he had to try to backhand it and just unable to make the play. Did hit his glove, but then rolled into shallow left field. The pitch is outside. The throw to second with the runner taking off is in time. George is out at second to end the inning, but the Quakes pick up another two runs. 5-0 ball game as we head into the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Christopher Taurine leads it off for the Rawhide. It's a 5-0 ball game in the fifth inning. The pitch is a strike at the knees. Taurine struck out looking in his first at-bat. And the post. The pitch is swung on. Soft line drive. It lands into center field. Taurine has just the second hit of the day for the Rawhide. Again, not a very hard hit ball at all, but able to muscle it into shallow center field for a leadoff base hit. Runner on first, just the second time the Rawhide have had a runner on. And Kevin Sim bats from the right side. 5-0. Sim grounds it out to shorten his first at bat. The pitch is a little low, ball one. Romero sets, checks the runner on first, glove at the belt, and the pitch is outside, but Sim unable to check his swing. Home plate umpire Tatum Littleton says he did go around 1-1 count. Romero last year was in the Arizona Complex League. This was his first year in the Cal League. The pitch is swung on. Runner took off on the pitch. Taurine will have to start to go back to first base as it is a shallow fly ball into center. George comes in and makes the catch. For the first out of the inning, Taurine makes it back to first base safely. Alvin Guzman, the left fielder, comes to the plate. He grounds it out to second in his first at bat. Runner on first is still Taurine. We are now officially an hour and 3 minutes into this ball game, 7:37 local time in Rancho Cucamonga. Top of the fifth inning, the Quakes lead 5-0. One away, a runner on first for the Rawhide. Romero sets. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. O-1. Fouled off into the netting behind home plate. Romero still under the 60-pitch mark. No movement in either pen. 0-2 count, one away. Here's the pitch. Popped up right side, but it will reach the grandstands. Rawhide no longer in the playoff hunt, but the Quakes have already made the playoffs. They're just waiting to find out who they will face. It's between Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire. Right now, Inland leads Lake Elsinore 2-1 in the bottom of the third. Pickoff attempt at first. Taurine back safely diving. And so the way that the playoffs work this year, it's three-game series. Game one is at the second half champ, so either Inland or Lake Elsinore. And the final two games will be here at Rancho. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, a breaking ball that Guzman swings and misses at. Two away, runner on first is still Taurine as Jeremiah Boyd, the catcher, comes to the plate. He's the only other Rawhide player to have a hit today. He had the double into left center field. Two away, runner on first. The pitch to Boyd. Strike on the high outside corner. O-1 outside. Boyd signed as an undrafted free agent this year by the D-backs. Spent some time in the Complex League. Now here at the Rawhide, the 1-1. Outside ball two. Everyone calls him JB, Jeremiah Boyd. And the pitch is popped up in the infield. The pitcher Romero is underneath it. He's going to be the one to try to make the catch, and he does so to end the inning. Rawhide strand a runner on first. They still trail 5-0. Halfway through this one, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Josue DePaula leads it off in the bottom of the fifth inning. Steinmetz is back on the mound for the Rawhide. There's now movement in the Rawhide pen as the pitch misses outside. Also movement in the Quakes bullpen. I'm a little surprised about the Quakes. Possibly going to remove Romero next inning. He's thrown five scoreless innings. The pitch is a strike at the knees. Again, Romero, five scoreless innings. He's given up two hits, no walks. The 1-1. Line towards right field. Robinson takes a few steps back, but he's able to make the catch on the run for the first out of the fifth inning. Romero only at 61 pitches, but I don't know. Maybe they want to save him for the playoffs, right? Tyrone Lorenzo will now bat from the left side. One down, nobody on. Steinmetz. He has thrown over 70 pitches now. Lorenzo did have the home run in the third inning. It was his 23rd home run of the year. The pitch misses outside. And again, he does lead the Cal League in home runs. Steinmetz delivers, and it's outside. So Lorenzo now has seven more home runs than the next active player, who is Skylar Messinger of Fresno. 2-0, high ball three. Although Messinger and Lorenzo both kind of in the hunt for, I don't want to say the MVP of the year, because there isn't a minimum number of games that a player needs to have to be the MVP this year. But we're going to go with that phrase just for this purpose, as the pitch misses high and outside for ball four. Four-pitch walk given up to Lorenzo. Messinger currently leads the league in RBIs with 73, while Lorenzo is tied for fourth with 65. That was entering today's game, so he now is 67. But Lorenzo leads the league in slugging percentage at .557. Basically what I'm saying is Lorenzo is good at baseball. He's the runner on first now, one down. At the plate is Jake Geloff, who has singled and doubled today. Here's the pitch. It's popped up right side, but it will reach the grandstands. Junior Cerda is warming in the pen for the Rawhide, right-handed pitcher. Warming. He was up warming a few innings ago when Steinmetz starting to get into some trouble. Pickoff attempt at first. Lorenzo back safely standing up. Lorenzo, a two-step lead at first. The 0-1 comes in, almost hits Geloff. He's able to lean out of the way. Warming in the pen is number 21, John Edwards, right-handed pitcher for the Quakes. Warming. Geloff has driven in a run today for his eighth RBI of the season. The pitch is popped up into center field. Drew Jones goes back. It will stay in the yard. Straight away center field, Jones makes the catch. Two away as Lorenzo retreats back to first base. Joe Vetrano bats from the left side, two away. But here comes D. Garner. That's going to be the day for Steinmetz. He will not be able to finish the fifth inning. This call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. It will be Junior Cerda on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Steinmetz. He inherits a runner on first and Lorenzo with two away, and the Quakes leading 5-0. We're still in the bottom of the fifth inning. Take a short break here. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Joe Vetrano bats from the left side. The runner on first is Thyrone Lorenzo. Two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Quakes lead 5-0, and the new pitcher on the mound is Junior Cerda in relief for Jacob Steinmetz. First pitch from the right-handed pitcher is fouled off into the netting behind home plate. So far, Steinmetz, 4 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned off of 3 hits. He struck out 3. I say so far because he is still responsible for Lorenzo on first. And a balk is called on Junior Cerda, meaning Lorenzo moves over to second. Runner in scoring position for the Quakes now, who lead 5-0. Petrano today is lined out to center. He's also struck out swinging. Infield still shifting to the right. He's batting 276 this year. 0-1, misses high. Cerda 2-0 this year with a 5 ERA. It is his 9th appearance, the Rawhide, this year. He does have 2 spot starts. We had a few bullpen days this last month, and he was the starter twice. 1-1, fouled off out of play, third base side. So in his 8 appearances, he's thrown 18 innings for the Hide, striking out 25 and walking 5 batters. Opponents, though, are batting 312 against him this season. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Checks the runner on second. Now delivers. Breaking ball that's fouled off. Cerda, originally from the Dominican Republic, he turned 23 in June this year. 5'11", 170 pounds. Prior to joining the Rawhide, he was in the Complex League. 1-2. Lined foul, left field side again. His last appearance was against Fresno on September 3rd. Through just 1 inning of relief, giving up 2 runs off of 3 hits. He walked a batter while striking out 3. One, two. Well hit ball towards right field. Another no-doubter for the Quakes. Another 2-run blast. This one hit by Joe Vetrano. His 2nd home run. Of the season. It is now a 7-0 ball game in the bottom of the 5th. Well, now the final pitching line for Steinmetz will be 6 runs, 5 of them earned. Off of 5 hits in 4 2/3 innings while walking 3 and striking out 3. Bases are empty, and Cerda still on the mound. He's facing the designated hitter, Jesus Galiz. Galiz has grounded out to short, and he's also popped out to third today. Here's the pitch. Misses low and outside. Pitch to Galiz is swung on and missed. Another breaking ball from Cerda. This is the third time that he's facing the Quakes when the Rawhide were here. The Rawhide hosted the Quakes about a month ago. The pitch is swung on. It's a ground ball to the first baseman. Sim backhands it. Underhand tosses to Cerda at first. He drops the ball. And Galiz is safe. Will be an error on the pitcher, Cerda. It was a good toss from Sim. Cerda, quite frankly, had it in his glove, or at least it looked like he did, but then he looked down on the ground to find first base, and that was when he dropped the ball, so must not have been in his glove completely. The fifth inning continues. Runner on first, two away, and Luis Rodriguez is at the plate. That is the second error of the day for the Rawhide. And the pitch. Strike on the outside corner to Rodriguez, who has singled and grounded out to short today. So again, this is the third time that Cerda has faced the Quakes. He did have one spot start against them. Pitch is low. He threw three innings, giving it one run off of four hits in that start. Striking out three, no walks. And then 3 days later, had a fantastic 3 1/3 innings of relief against them. One run, four hits again as the pitch misses outside, gets by Boyd. That allows Galiz to move to second on the wild pitch. Again, out of relief, 3 1/3 innings, six strikeouts that time for Cerda. Jeremiah Boyd will now go have a conversation with Cerda on the mound. Well, the Hillsboro Hops, the high A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, they are no longer in Vancouver, which means we had some more shuffling of the roster. If you remember, whenever the Hops have to go play in Vancouver, some players have passport or visa issues where they're unable to travel with the team, so there tends to be some reshuffling in the Diamondbacks organization because of that. Now that the Hops are back in Hillsboro, Logan Clayton, Joe Elbies, and David Martin have all been reinstated with Hillsboro. Sergio Gutierrez has come back here to Visalia. The 2-1 popped up out of play, first base side. So the Rawhide only have 28 active players on their roster. Two players are on the development list to travel with the team. It is Francisco Ortiz and Donier Sanabria. Not sure if they will be added to make sure that the Rawhide stay at 30 active players. That's way above my pay grade. That's the D-backs decision. The 2-2 is swung on, lined into right field, and Christian Robinson makes the catch to finally end the inning, but another two-run score for the Quakes. 7-0. We're going into the sixth, and we have a special guest broadcaster. It'll be Sarah Miller on the mound. Not on the mound, on the call. She'll be on the call for us for the sixth inning, an intern with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.
We're heading to the top of the sixth inning here in Rancho Cucamonga. The Quakes hold a 7-0 lead over the Rawhide. for the high do up this inning. It's Raquelmin Cabral, Drew Jones, and Hansel Luis. They're 9-1 and 2 batters. John Edwards is on the hill now for the Quakes. His first offering misses just outside. It's 1-0. John Edwards comes into the game for the Quakes with a 6.31 ERA. This is his 33rd game of the year. His next pitch is skied. It's a pop-up. Tyrone Lorenzo will track it down, camp out under it, and make the play for the first out. For John Edwards, he's tossed 41 and a third innings this year. He's given up 35 runs on 34 hits. 29 of those runs were earned. Drew Jones steps to the box, bats from the right side, and the first offering is outside. It's 1-0. Drew Jones today has struck out swinging and flied out to right field. He swings through and misses the next offering. It evens the count at 1-1. In his 41 and a third innings this season, as the pitch misses outside, it's ball two. John Edwards has walked 45 and struck out 42. He's made two starts for the Quakes this year. Drew Jones waits for the next offering. It misses outside again. It's 3-1 now. John Edwards gets set. Comes home. It misses just outside. It'll be ball four to Drew Jones. He'll take his base via the free pass. The Rawhide will send up Yansel Luis to the plate. He's the Hyde's second baseman tonight. John Edwards comes home. Pitch misses. It's 1-0. John Edwards, the Atlanta, Georgia native. 6'6", 185. His pitch misses inside. It's now 2-0 on Yansel Luis. For Luis tonight, he's had two grounders back in the top of the first. He grounded to the third baseman. And then back in the top of the fourth, he would ground out to first. Next pitch is line foul on the first base side. It's 2-1. John Edwards was initially drafted by the Texas Rangers in 2018, but elected not to sign. Instead, he would attend Georgia Southern. This pitch comes home. It's a called strike on the outside edge of the plate. Evens the count at 2-2. Runner on first is Drew Jones. Edwards comes home as Yansel Luis swings through and misses the next offering. That's strike three. That'll be the second out here in the top of the sixth. The Rawhide will send Christian Robinson to the plate. Now he's in right field tonight. Comes into tonight with 5 homers and 21 RBI. Offering from John Edwards misses outside. Got the chance to talk to John Edwards about his decision to not sign with the Rangers and rather go to Georgia Southern. He comes home. It's swung through and missed. It's 1-1 now. Edwards told me that it was a matter of needing the time to really find himself and grow more, that spending time at Georgia Southern was a few more years of time to mature and grow as a baseball player. Runner goes, pitch is swung on and missed. There won't be a throw down to second. So with that, Drew Jones will steal second base. And the count on Christian Robinson is 1-2 now. Christian Robinson, 6'3", 190, out of the Bahamas. Edwards comes home. This pitch is fouled off and out of play on the right side. Count remains at 1-2. Edwards' record on the year is 2-3. We've seen him primarily out of the bullpen, as we mentioned earlier, but he has made a couple of starts this year for the Quakes so far. Comes home, the pitch is going to bounce off the catcher Lorenzo, and with that, Drew Jones will take third base. Everyone will get reset. Lorenzo will take his spot behind the dish. Christian Robinson gets ready for the next offering from John Edwards. Edwards comes home. It's swung through and missed for a strikeout. That'll end the inning and keep the Rawhide scoreless. It's 7-0 Quakes, and we'll be right back.
Y a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962. And meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him,
welcome back inside of Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga. The Quakes still hold a 7-0 lead over the Visalia Rawhide. The Quakes will send up their 8-9-1 batters to the plate this inning. It'll be Jose Azara, Jordan Thompson, and Kendall George. The first pitch to Jose Azara is a called strike. It's 0-1. Junior Cerda still on the mound for the Rawhide. He came in out of the Rawhide bullpen last inning as Azara swings and misses at the next offering. It's quickly 0-2. We'll get you the final line on Jacob Steinmetz as it wasn't fully closed when the Quakes were up last. Cerda comes home, misses low, it's 1-2. For Jacob Steinmetz, over 4 2/3 innings, he'd give up 6 runs on 5 hits. 5 of those runs were earned. He'd walk 3 and strike out 3. Junior Cerda comes home, this pitch is flied into center and straight to Drew Jones. It'll be in the glove for the first out. Quakes will send up Jordan Thompson as they look to extend their lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Serta comes home. The pitch misses outside. Tonight, Jordan Thompson has popped out to right field and struck out swinging in his two at-bats. Serta's next offering misses high. It's 2-0. Serta comes home. Thompson fouls this one back into the netting. 2-1 now. Got the chance to talk with Jordan Thompson about college classes and likes and dislikes as he swings through and misses at the next offering, evening the count at 2-2. Talked about how his least favorite class during his time at LSU was accounting. No doubt, immediate response was accounting. Junior Serta comes home. This one is skied again towards center field. Looks like the center fielder for the Rawhide, Drew Jones, will camp out under it and make the play. There's two down now in the bottom of the sixth. With that, the Quakes leadoff man will step up. It's Kendall George. Tonight for Kendall George, back in the bottom of the first, he would strike out swinging. In the third, hit a little grounder to the second baseman. First offering from Serta misses, or rather is a called strike. It's 0-1. And then back in the bottom of the fourth for Kendall George, he'd have an RBI single. So he chops this one past the pitcher, Serta, and it'll get into center field for a base hit. So with that, the Quakes have a two-out single. Josue de Paula will step up for the Quakes now, batting from the left side. Junior Serta gets set. It's fouled on the left side, out of play by de Paula. DePaula comes to the Quakes from last season, where he spent some time with the Dominican Summer League Dodgers. So the offering misses. He was signed by the Dodgers as an international free agent back in 2022. The 1-1 pitch from Serta misses inside. It's 2-1 now. For DePaula tonight, he hit a little comebacker to Jacob Steinmetz back in the bottom of the first. Then he would walk in the bottom of the third and eventually score a run as he fouls this one back. Then his last time up back in the bottom of the fifth, just an inning ago, he would fly out to right field. Depot waits for the next offering. Serta comes home. This one's inside again. Count's now full on Josue de Paula. For the Quakes tonight, 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors. And for the Rawhide, no runs, 2 hits, and 2 errors. Serta comes home. This pitch misses inside to de Paula, so he'll reach via the walk. So back-to-back base runners for the Quakes after Kendall George would single, and now de Paula walks. This will send a dangerous hitter to the plate for the Quakes as Tyrone Lorenzo steps in to bat from the left side. It's Kendall George at second and Josue De Paula at first. There's two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Serta comes home. Pitch misses inside. 1-0. Lorenzo tonight has walked twice, and then back in the bottom of the third, he would hit a home run. His 23rd of the season, Cal League best. Serta comes home. It's another miss inside, 2-0 now. Lorenzo has 67 RBI on the season. An OPS of 968. Serta comes home. This next offering is outside. 3-0 for Tyrone Lorenzo. We've seen Lorenzo kind of in the primary spots, one as a catcher, it's his main place, and then we've seen him play first a few times this year as well. As the next offering misses again outside, it's ball four. That's going to load the bases for the Quakes. There's still two out. For the Rawhide, Tyler Mark, their pitching coach, will go to the mound to talk with Junior Serta. For the Quakes on third base now, it's Kendall George. At second, it's Josue De Paula. And at first, it's Tyrone Lorenzo. Jose Azara would be the first man to bat this inning. He would fly out to center field. Jordan Thompson would follow. He'd pop out to center field. And then the Rawhide would run into some trouble. First a single from Kendall George, and then back-to-back walks drawn by the Quakes. That'll send Jake Geloff to the plate for the Quakes. Got his first home run with the team just a couple of days ago when we were in Stockton. Jake Geloff waits for the pitch from Junior Serta. Bases are loaded for the Quakes. Serta comes home. Geloff skies this one to deep left field. The left fielder for the Rawhide, Alvin Guzman, will watch it go. It is a grand slam for Jake Geloff, and that's going to increase the Quakes' lead all the way to 11-0. Geloff will jog home and high-five all his teammates. It'll be a celebration in the Quakes dugout as they have opened this game very wide with their 11-0 lead now. Bases are clear now. There's only two out as Joe Vetrano will step into the box for the Quakes from the left side. Serta comes home. It's a called strike on the inner edge. It's 0-1. Next offering misses, evens the count at 1-1. Joe Vetrano, one of the new additions that the Quakes have seen this season as a result of the 2023 draft. Hits this one. It's a liner to the Rawhide shortstop, Christopher Torin. That'll end the inning, but the Quakes will capitalize on a grand slam from Jake Geloff. We'll be right back.
Jose Fernandez leads it off for the Rawhide. First pitch is low. Ball one. It is the top of the seventh inning. The Quakes lead 11-0. Fernandez today is grounded out twice, and the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. And time is called by the home plate umpire. There was, I think, a ball that went out into the field. And, yes, there is. It looks like it's Gustavo Del Pozo warming in the pen for the Rawhide. No, I beg your pardon. It's actually Yosmer Alvarez warming in the pen. The pitch is fouled off by Fernandez. New pitcher on the mound for the Quakes is Garrett McDaniels in relief for John Edwards. Southpaw on the bump. Call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs the 1-2. Just a little high. McDaniels is the third pitcher of the evening for the Quakes. Again, in relief for Edwards. Edwards threw a scoreless inning. The pitch to Fernandez is swung on and missed. Strike three. Fernandez strikes out for the first out of the seventh. So, again, a scoreless and hitless inning for Edwards. He did walk a batter while striking out two. Christian Romero is still in line for the win for the Quakes. He threw five scoreless innings, giving up two hits, no walks, striking out six. Christopher Taurean takes a pitch outside, ball one.
Thank you.
1-0 count, and the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. McDaniel, 6'2", southpaw, 180 pounds, originally from South Carolina, signed as an undrafted free agent last year. The pitch misses in. Last year, he ended the season in the Arizona Complex League. 11-0, the Quakes lead. It was a grand slam hit by Geloff that really put the dagger in it for the Rawhide. 3-1 count. Three home runs today for the Quakes. Tyrone Lorenzo and Joe Vetrano both have home runs as well. The pitch. Pitch to Taurean misses. Outside, ball four. Runner on first, one away. Kevin Sim now steps to the plate. He's grounded out to short. Andy's flied out to center field. Taurean, a rather large lead at first. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball through into right field for a base hit. Taurean rounds second, but he stays there as the right fielder, DePaula, gets it in to hold him to a single. Runners on first and second, one away. And Alvin Guzman comes to the plate batting from the right side. Guzman has grounded out to second. Andy has struck out today. The hit for Sim, only the third hit of the evening for the Rawhide. Eight hits on the day for the Quakes, 11 runs to show for it. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Oh, 1. Strike at the knees. No balls, two strikes, one away. Rawhide have not been able to capitalize on having runners in scoring position. Just the second time today they've had it. The pitch is high and outside. Only the third inning they've had a base runner on. Last inning they had a runner on third. But two consecutive strikeouts stranded him there. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Another strikeout for the Quakes pitching staff. First one, second one of the day for McDaniels. Here's Jeremiah Boyd. He has popped out to the pitcher, and he's also doubled today. He had the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. It's a strike at the knees. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. O-2, count two away. Southpaw sets. Checks Taurine on second and delivers. It's a pitch low. McDaniels 0-1 this year, a 3.55 ERA through 11 appearances. He has thrown 13 innings for the Quakes, striking out 14 while walking 5. Here's the pitch. Line drive into shallow left field. Rodriguez comes in, makes a sliding grab to rob Boyd of a base hit and keep the Rawhide off of the board. 11-0, the Quakes still lead. It is stretch time at Lone Mart Field. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is Yasmer Alvarez in relief for Junior Serra. And we have a new third baseman. It is Johan Benitez at third in for Raquelman Cabral. Here's the pitch. It swung on line towards center field. Jones comes in and makes the catch. One pitch, one out. It was Galiz as the batter. Benitez retired for the first out of the bottom of the seventh inning. One pitch, one out for Alvarez. Call to the pen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 40 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Serra threw an inning and a third for the Rawhide. 5 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, no strikeouts. Rodriguez at the plate. The 0-1 comes in. Alvarez, tall right-handed pitcher from Venezuela. coming off of Tommy John surgery. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, grounded, foul. So he actually made his Cal League debut here at Lone Mart Field 2 years ago in 2021. And then last year, started the year at the, not didn't start the year at the Rawhide, but came in about May and then got injured and have to go through Tommy John surgery. Did pitch in the Complex League this year after TJ. The 1-2 is low. Now back here with the Rawhide. So Alvarez is one of the few players that will always be remembered for one of the crazier moments of the 2021 season. It actually happened after the end of season. The 2-2, it misses low ball 3. So as I mentioned, Alvarez originally from Venezuela. 2021, COVID was still, pandemic was still happening. We were wearing masks. We were testing throughout the season. Here's the 3-2. Foul tipped. He stays alive. And so a lot of the players that had to fly back home to other countries, including Venezuela, they had to test. I think it was within 48 hours they had to test. Well, the Venezuelan players, the Sunday, after our final game here in Rancho, they actually flew out Monday morning at 1 a.m. The pitch is grounded through into left field. One out base hit for Rodriguez, runner on first, one away. So again, I think they had to have a test within 48 hours of their flight to Venezuela. Well, because the flight wasn't Sunday night, it was technically Monday morning at 1 a.m., the COVID test that we administered was done 4 hours too early. The guys are flying out of LAX, the airport in Los Angeles. I happen to live 20 minutes from there. That's where my parents live. That was where I grew up. One of the players knew that. The pitch is fouled off and called me saying, Jill, we need help. So rush over to LAX. I speak to the woman at the front desk where they're trying to check their bags. She says they can go to this clinic to get rapid testing. It will cost money. Here's the 0-1. Lined into center field. Another base hit. Jose Azara. First hit of the day. Runners on first and second. One away. So I pile. It was Yeifer Perdomo, Joe Elbis, Ramsey Smolave, and Yosmer Alvarez is on the mound right now for the Rawhide. Pile them in my car. Take them to the COVID test. They all get the COVID test, all negative, good news. Rush them back to the airport. And they somehow made their flight within 15 minutes of the gates closing. So that crazy getaway day will always be a, I don't know if I want to say fond memory, but a core memory for me in my baseball years. The pitch is outside ball 1 to Jordan Thompson. And Yosmer Alvarez, who I'd known for maybe 5 days at that point because he just joined the Rawhide for the final week of season, was piled in the back of my car. Here's the 1-0. It's fouled off. I think the craziest thing about that story isn't the fact that we had to go get another COVID test. You know, mistakes happen, especially when everyone else is flying out Sunday night, not Monday morning. It just became chaotic. But the woman at LAX let us leave our bags there. I'm pretty sure that's like not safe for airports to allow someone to leave 4 giant suitcases there. The pitch misses inside. Pretty sure the it's kind of the opposite of what you're supposed to do is leave your bags unattended at the airport. It's not like they went through the x-ray screens to make sure we didn't have anything bad in there, but frankly, I wasn't gonna be able to fit all my bags in there, all their bags in my car anyway. 2 balls and a strike, 1 down, runners on first and second. The pitch is swung on, line towards left. In comes Guzman, and he makes the catch on the run. The throw to second. Not in time. Rodriguez took a very large secondary lead. Did make it back to second in time. 2 away. Still runners on first and second, and the top of the order comes to the plate. Kendall George bats from the left side. He has singled twice today. Driven in 2 runs. It's an 11-0 ball game. The Quakes lead in the bottom of the 7th inning. Here's the pitch. It's low, ball 1. Now 2 hours into this ball game, 8:34 local time. Alvarez, the right-handed pitcher from Venezuela, sets the 1-0. Low ball two. Alvarez only has one appearance so far for the Rawhide this season. Last week, he threw an inning, giving up three runs, one of them earned off of two hits. Did walk three batters while striking out two. Remember, he is coming off of Tommy John surgery. 2-0, misses low. Alvarez signed as an international free agent in 2017 by the D-backs. Turned 22 in June, 6'1", 200 pounds. Low ball four. George draws a four-pitch walk. All four of those were low. None of them in the dirt necessarily, but all low pitches. The bases are loaded for the Quakes on third. Rodriguez on second, Izara, and on first is Kendall George. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Josue de Paula has walked twice today. He's also grounded out to the pitcher and lined out to right field. Alvarez sets and delivers. The pitch was in the dirt, but a nice stop by Boyd keeps it right by home plate. One count. One count, two down. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Count is now 1-2. Pitch high. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Just handed tonight's announced attendance 877. 877 on this Tuesday evening. Infield shifting to the right against Apollo. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Apollo strikes out to end the inning. The Quakes strand. The base is full. And Alvarez gets out of it unscathed, but the Quakes still lead 11-0 as we head into the eighth inning. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Top of the eighth inning, Johan Benitez is at the plate. Takes a strike on the outside corner. He did come to the on-deck circle back in the bottom of the seventh inning, but Jeremiah Boyd lined out to left field before Benitez could come to the plate. The 0-1 is high. So then he came in defensively for Cabral at third. So here he is leading off the top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Fouled off, out of play. One-two count. McDaniel's back on the mound. Southpaw through a scoreless inning, giving up a walk and a hit. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Benitez goes down looking for the first out of the eighth. Drew Jones at the plate. He takes the ball high. Jones today has walked, lined out, and struck out. Pitch misses in. Two-0 count, one away. And the pitch outside. That pitch misses outside for a ball for Jones. Draws a one-out walk. Now, Yancel Luis will bat from the right side. He's a switch hitter batting from the right against the southpaw. First pitch is high, and in he does go around, according to David Sabal on the bases. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 0-2. And the pitch misses high. 11-0, the Quakes lead. Top of the eighth inning. Rawhide only have three hits today. Here's the pitch. It's low, gets by the catcher, Lorenzo, and goes towards the Rawhide first base dugout. Wild's pitch puts Jones on second. Runner in scoring position again for the Rawhide. Fourth time today they've had a runner in scoring position. Just the fifth inning they've had a runner on. So again, three hits given up by the Quakes pitching staff. Also three walks. Pitch misses outside. Three balls, two strikes, one away for Luis. Runner on second is Jones. He has a lot of speed. Should be able to score with a base hit to the outfield. And the pitch. Fouled off. He stays alive. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Luis strikes out on a high outside fastball for the second out of the inning. Two away and a runner in scoring position still for Christian Robinson. But first, John Shoemaker is going to go to the bullpen. Call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. It's a right-handed pitcher who will inherit Drew Jones on second with two outs in the top of the eighth inning in an 11-0 ball game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Madison Jeffrey on the mound for the Quakes. Inherits the runner on second, Drew Jones, and will face Christian Robinson. Two away in the top of the eighth. Takes a pitch outside. The Quakes lead 11-0 in game one of this six-game series. And the pitch is swung on and missed. 1-1 count. Jeffrey in relief for McDaniels, who is responsible for the runner on second, Jones. Jones walked. McDaniels so far has thrown an inning and two-third innings. An inning and two-thirds. Giving up two walks and a single. Striking out four. The pitch is outside, ball two. And the pitch is fouled off into the netting. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Here's the pitch. Low outside, ball three. Full count, two away. Jeffrey, right-handed pitcher, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. From West Virginia and was drafted 2 years ago in the 15th round. Payoff pitch to Robinson. Fouled off into the netting again. Last year, Jeffrey was with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. He turned 23 in March this year. Slow ground ball. Third baseman picks it up, throws to first, and it retires Robinson and retires the side. Bottom of the eighth coming up, still an 11-0 ball game. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Yosmer Alvarez is back on the mound for the Rawhide. Right-handed pitcher will face Thyron Lorenzo, Jake Geloff, and Joe Vetrano here in the bottom of the eighth inning with the Quakes leading 11-0. There is someone warming in the pen just in case the pitch misses high ball one. Remember that. Alvarez is coming off of TJ, so I'm not sure how many pitches he is limited to. Infield shifting to the right. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike. Lorenzo today has hit a home run. He's also walked three times. Three Quakes batters to the home run today. Lorenzo with a two-run blast. Vetrano with another two-run blast. And then Jake Geloff with a grand slam. The pitch is low. Alvarez still under 30 pitches thrown. Take a look at the scores in the Cal League. Stockton leads San Jose 5-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. 2-1. Well hit ball towards right center field. It will stay in the yard, though, as Robinson gets underneath it. Lorenzo just missed that one. Hit it really high in the air. First time he's been retired today. One away, nobody on, and Jake Geloff, who hit the grand slam, is at the plate. So all three batters who have hit a home run today will come to the plate in this inning. Inland Empire currently leads Lake Elsinore 5-2. In the bottom of the seventh inning. Modesto leads Fresno 5-3 in the eighth. First pitch is swung on and missed. Modesto on a hot streak right now. 13 consecutive wins for the Nuts. They need to win four of the six at Chukchansey Park to make it to the playoffs. Grizzlies just need to win three. The pitch is swung on and missed. Inland Empire, unfortunately, they were the ones that had to face the Modesto Nuts last week, and they now find themselves just one game ahead of the Storm, who they are hosting for the week. They just need to win three games at home this week to make the playoffs. The pitch misses outside. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Geloff strikes out for the second out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. Joe Vetrano, who is 1-for-4 with a two-run blast today, bats from the left side. Two away, nobody on, 11-0 the score. Pitch misses low. 1-0. Fouled down the left field side. Take a look at the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. Hillsboro leads Spokane 9-3 in the eighth inning. Amarillo defeated Arkansas 2-1. And Reno defeated Albuquerque 7-6. The 1-1 is swung on and lined into right field for a base hit. Robinson cuts it off to hold Vetrano at first. Second hit of the day for the first baseman. Runner on first, two away, and Galiz, the designated hitter, comes to the plate. He's 0 for 4 today with a ground ball to short to third, a pop out to third, and also a line out to center. The big league team, the Diamondbacks, they trail the Rockies 3-2 in the top of the eighth inning. But here comes D. Garner. That's going to be the day for Yosmer Alvarez. Remember, he came off of TJ and will not be pitching. Face this final batter. It is Gustavo Del Pozo who will come in relief for Alvarez. Call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Del Pozo inherits a runner on first with two outs. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the Quakes still leading 11-0. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Jesus Galiz bats from the right side against the new pitcher, Del Pozo. The first pitch is low ball one. The pitch, high and in. Vetrano is the runner on first. Galiz today. 0 for 4. 2-0 count. Del Pozo, tall right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. He delivers a strike on the inside corner. Alvarez still responsible for the runner on first as the pitch is fouled off, but he threw an inning and two-thirds, giving up three hits. No runs. He walked a batter and struck out two. Del Pozo joined the Rawhide in May this year. 6'5", 190 pounds. Signed as an international free agent in 2018. The 2-2 is fouled off. Del Pozo 0-1 this year, a 5.49 ERA. 28th appearance out of the pen. He has thrown 39 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 36 and walking 29. 2-2, fouled off. Opponents are batting 194 against him this season. Pitch is popped up, shallow right field. Robinson comes in. Sim and Luis go out. Robinson, the right fielder, calls them off. And he has it to end the inning. Rawhide last ups to try to throw a few runs up on the board. They trail by 11 going into the ninth. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Jose Fernandez leads it off for the Rawhide in the top of the ninth inning. Rawhide trail by 11. It's 11 to nothing as the pitch misses outside. Bounced in the dirt. Jeffrey back on the mound. 0-4 this series, 7.26 ERA. This is his 40th appearance for the Quakes. Striking out 60, walking 48 through 40 innings. 2-0 comes in and it hits. Fernandez, it sounded like on his elbow guard, hopefully. That was a very loud noise. So much so, for a second, I thought maybe it was off the bat. You have to hope it was his elbow guard. Well, he will reach on a hit by pitch. He's being tended to by Connor Oates, third base foul line. Christopher Taurine will be due up. He has walked in single today and also has struck out looking. And he's going to trot down to first base. Connor Oates, I think, is following him. Again, good news. It sounded like it hit the bat, and then I realized it actually, in fact, did hit Fernandez. So it must have been his elbow guard. Connor Oates heads back into the dugout. But a scary moment when you hear something that loud and notice that the player's in pain. I think, obviously, the elbow guard is there to actually protect you from a fracture, but doesn't protect you necessarily from no pain at all. Christopher Taurine bats from the right. Runner on first is Fernandez. The pitch is low. Nice stop by Lorenzo. Not necessarily the prettiest pick. Looked like he was about to go down into a hockey block. Instead, he ended up picking it, but not in a backhand way, more in an awkward forehand way. He's lucky he made the catch, quite frankly. 1-0. High. That one hits off the glove of the catcher. It is a wild pitch on Jeffrey, moving Fernandez to second. Runner in scoring position. Rahai trying to prevent the shutout. They were shut out last week by the Grizzlies, trying to prevent it here. They've been shut out 9 times this season. They've shut out teams 3 times this year. Is low ball 3. Three out to Taurine. Strike on the outside corner. Taurine comes back. He thought it was ball 4, but 3-1 count. Runner in scoring position, nobody out. Tomorrow's first pitch will be at 6:30 here at Lone Mart Field. 3-1 to Taurine. Strike again. Count is full. On the mound for the Rawhide will be Casey Anderson in his final appearance of the 2023 season. For the Quakes, it'll be righty Chris Campos. Again, first pitch at 6:30. We'll be live at 6:25 tomorrow here at RawhideBaseball.com. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 3. Taurine strikes out for the first out of the inning. Sim takes a pitch low, ball 1. Kevin Sim today has singled, grounded out to short. Andy has flied out to center field. And the pitch swung on and missed. One ball, one strike, one away. Sim batting .242 this season, and the pitch popped up first base side, but it will reach the grandstands. A 1-2 count. Glove at the belt and the pitch. Well hit ball towards left field. Left fielder Rodriguez is going back. He's at the warning track and he makes the catch. For the second out of the inning, Sim hit that one well. But Rodriguez had a nice jump. Makes the catch at the wall, 2 away. Last chance for the Rawhide. Alvin Guzman comes to the plate. Guzman 0 for 3 today. He has grounded out to second and he has struck out twice. Runner in scoring position is still Jose Fernandez. Rawhide only have 3 hits today. No runs. They've walked 3 times. They've also been hit by a pitch once. Pitch comes high and in. Rawhide trying to prevent the shutout. 1-0. Low ball 2. Rawhide, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. The Quakes, 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors. And now Thyron Lorenzo will go have a conversation with Jeffrey on the mound. Geiger Electric is family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. Count, 2 away. Guzman batting 229 this year. Here's the pitch. Low ball 3. On deck is Jeremiah Boyd. He had the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. It came in the 3rd inning. There's a strike. Guzman taking all the way. Still a hitter's count for the left fielder. Payoff pitch. High and in. Ball 4. Guzman leans out of the way. He reaches on a walk. 4th walk given up by the Quakes pitching staff this evening. Jeremiah Boyd now bats from the right side. Runners are on 1st and 2nd. Sean Coyne, the pitching coach, comes out to have a quick conversation with Jeffrey. The runner on 2nd, Jose Fernandez. On 1st is Alvin Guzman. At the plate is Jeremiah Boyd. Boyd has doubled to left center, popped out to the pitcher, and then lined out to left. It was a well-hit ball into left field. Luis Rodriguez made a diving play to prevent the drop-in. With 2 outs, a run probably would have scored. It was Christopher Torin, the runner on 2nd at that time. Off on contact, probably would have scored. Instead, Rodriguez making a fantastic play to keep the Rawhide off the board. It's 11-0. Quakes lead in the top of the 9th. 2 away, runners on 1st and 2nd, and we are ready for Boyd as he fouls off the first pitch. The pitch is a little inside, 1-1 count. Boyd batting 192 this year. Benitez on deck. Jeffrey, glove at the belt. He sets and delivers. The pitch is chopped to the third baseman. Giloff has to back up on it. The throw to first is in time. And the Quakes shut out the Rawhide. 11-0 is the final score. The Quakes take game 1 of the 6-game series. Rawhide are shut out for the 10th time this season. When we come back, we'll do a quick recap for you and let you know what to look forward to tomorrow and give you updates in the Cal League scores. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field. The Quakes take down the Rawhide 11-0. 10th time Rawhide have been shut out this season. Losing pitcher today is Jacob Steinmetz. He will end the season 1-10. He threw 4 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 6 runs. 5 of those runs were earned, walking 3, striking out 3. Winning pitcher today is Christian Herrero. He threw 5 scoreless innings, giving up 2 hits, no walks, and he struck out 6. Romero now 8-2 on the year. Rawhide only had 3 hits today. One of them, Jeremiah Boyd, he doubled. Christopher Taurine singled. And Kevin Sim also singled. Again, the Rawhide only had 3 hits. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. The Quakes, 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors. The Quakes got on the board first with a run, although it was not earned to Steinmetz. But 3 home runs later on in the game really just put the exclamation point on this win for the Quakes. Let's take you through this. In the third inning, it was the first home run of the day. Thyrone Lorenzo, 23rd home run of the season. He has the most in the Cal League. 3-0 ball game at the time. Another 2 runs scored in the fourth off an RBI, 2 RBI single by Kendall George, the first round pick of the Dodgers this year. In the fifth inning, another home run, a 2-run blast. This time hit by Joe Vetrano, his 2nd home run of the season, made it 7-0. And then in the next inning, this was when Junior Cerda was on the mound, a 2-out grand slam hit by Jake Geloff, his 2nd home run of the season, driving in 4, making it 11-0. That would be the final score here from Lone Mart Field. Again, Steinmetz takes the loss. Christian Romero earns the win for the Quakes. Before we go into tomorrow, let's take a look at the scores in the Cal League. Remember, 2 spots still left for the playoffs. Inland Empire leads Lake Elsinore 6-2 in the top of the 9th inning. They're 3 outs away from winning game 1. Meanwhile, Modesto in Fresno lead 5-3. In the bottom of the 9th inning, there's a runner on 3rd with 1 out for the Grizzlies. Fresno and Inland in the same boat. They both lead the teams by 1 game with 6 games left. They just need to win at least 3 games at home in order to make it to the playoffs, in order to punch their ticket. Right now, Inland leads Lake Elsinore 6-2. And Fresno trails Modesto 5-3, both games in the 9th inning. First pitch tomorrow here at Lone Mart Field will be at 6:30. We'll be live at 6:25 for game 2 of the 6-game series. Rawhide will look to bounce back. Hopefully their offense will come alive tomorrow On the mound for the Hyde will be Casey Anderson. And on the mound for the Quakes is Chris Campos. I'm Joel Gear, and thank you for joining us today on this Tuesday evening from Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. One last time, the Rawhide are shut out for the 10th time this year. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors committed by the Rawhide. The Quakes, 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors. First pitch at 6:30 tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.